StPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and all those working at those fine companies, thank you, too, for all the help behind the scenes. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it is my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit thepennyhoarder.com. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Kyle Taylor, the CEO of Taylor Media and The Penny Hoarder. Welcome to Job Talk, Kyle.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So I want to also take this time to thank your publicist, Marianne Eckenboyua. For all of your effort in making this interview happen. Thanks so much, Marianne. I really appreciate it. And before we talk about your business, I'd like to let everyone know about your background up till the time that you actually began The Penny Hoarder. So please tell us about yourself, and let's begin with where you're from.
Sure. Yeah, so I was born in Riverside, California, and grew up in Ohio and Indiana up until about teenage years. And then we moved not far from here to Bradenton, Florida, where I went to school at Lakewood Ranch High School. And I think you'll find over our chat here that growing up, I always had a knack for finding different ways to make and save money. And that really started when we moved here to Bradenton, because my mom was a single mom. And so we all worked together as a family to help save and make a lot of as much extra money as we could. Mm-hmm. So a few interesting things we did is we used to try to challenge ourselves to see how much we could save on our water and electric bill. And my mom would have us go out and read the meter at the side of the house every day, and we'd write it down and try to beat it the next day. And so it's things like that that sort of inspired me to really take on saving and making extra money as a career. So after high school, I went to the University of South Florida, studied political science, and I was a multiple time enrollee at USF, because every time I would enroll, I would go to school for a semester, and I realized I had a real passion for politics. And sure enough, by the end of the semester, I would get a call to go work on a campaign, and I could never say no.
Great. And so did you work on some interesting campaigns?
I did. So for 6 years, I sort of went back and forth in, between school and campaign campaigns, and I always worked on behalf of interest groups. We would endorse candidates. So 2004 was my first campaign. We endorsed John Kerry for president. And I was just a field organizer. So I was one of those guys out knocking on doors, trying to get people to go vote and registering voters.
Great. Isn't that what Obama did too?
That's exactly right.
You could be the president of the organizer. United States.
Great. And I got a little fun side gig on that campaign too. They asked me to be a motorcade driver a few times, which is probably one of the most fun things I've ever done. I got to this private airport right outside of Tampa International. You know, your Secret Service gives you your PIN, and they walk you to this hangar, and they start to give you the rules, and they say there really are just two rules: drive as fast as you can, and don't hit any red lights. You just go through every light possible. And I thought, well, gosh, I've been training for this for years now.
That's great. Okay, and so how many campaigns did you actually work on?
Probably six or seven. They were varied. So some of them were big national campaigns. I also worked President Obama's campaign in 2008 and healthcare campaign in 2010. But I worked on some small issue stuff too. I was in Austin for 6 months trying to get a park bond passed, which was a really fun campaign. It's pretty easy to get Austin to vote for another park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few places that actually has some rolling hills in it.
It is. It's and if you've ever been to Austin, you know it is a city like nowhere else in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And so, what did you do after that?
So after after campaigns, I moved back to St. Petersburg, and I re-enrolled in school. And I started, at this time now, I had been going to school for quite a bit, and so I had unfortunately amassed quite a bit of debt, almost $50,000 in student loan and credit card debt. And so I started, additionally to going to school, I started doing all these interesting side jobs, if you will, to help pay the bills and try to pay off this debt. So one of the jobs that people always ask me about is I was a beer auditor, which I know that sounds strange, but I got paid to go to grocery stores and gas stations and see if they would check my ID.
Okay.
So
you didn't taste the beer.
Not at the store, I didn't.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, good. And so you would report that back to your company?
Yeah, and I would report, just made a little 10-minute report. And so that was one of the very first like side gigs I would do. And I would travel all over the Southeast doing these. I could do up to 20 or 25 locations in a day. But it was just sort of the perfect job for somebody in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm. And so you did you also did some other auditing jobs, right? Like a movie auditor?
Right. I was a movie preview auditor. Okay. So companies would pay me, advertisers would pay me to go to the movies. They pay for the ticket and sit down, watch the previews, and write down what previews I saw and usually how many people were in the crowd, and then report that back because advertisers wanted to make sure that they were paying for these previews. They wanted to make sure they were being seen and wanted to know how many people were seeing them.
And so how did you actually get those kind of jobs?
Yes, this kind of goes back to what I was talking to you earlier was as a teenager, we worked as a family to come up with interesting ways to make money. And my mom was a mystery shopper, which I'm sure a lot of your guests have heard of. It's similar where you're going to a location, maybe, I remember we did a lot of cell phone stores. We'd go to cell phone stores and we would have to let them give their pitch and then write a quick report on it. So those type of auditing companies have a lot of different branches. And as I got a little bit older, I started signing up for these branches, and one job sort of led to another.
Sounds great. So tell me a little bit more about the kind of jobs you did before you started Penny Hoarder. Tell me about the sign waving.
Yeah, so I'm sure you've seen them around here in St. Pete, but you stand on the side of a corner, usually for a pizza shop or a cell phone shop, and you throw the sign around and dance around to try to get attention. I did do that.
No kidding. Did you have any costume?
No comment.
Okay. I always thought that's a tough job. I mean, it really is in the heat.
I don't know that that was my longest lasting job. That is a difficult one for sure.
Okay. And then the one thing that I felt was interesting was you travel a lot to some Waffle Houses.
Yes, this kind of goes back to the auditing job, but this is a little bit different than mystery shopping. This is a job where they would quickly find out I was an auditor. So I got paid by Waffle House to travel again all over Florida and order breakfast and see if the waiter or waitress would offer me a Coca-Cola. And if they did, I had to get up and make a big speech to the entire restaurant, congratulating them, and then got to give them a gift card or a wad of cash as a reward for
the Waffle House or the guests,
the waiter or waitress.
Oh wow!
Yes.
So why was it a big deal to offer a soft drink like that?
I think they probably had a promotion with Coca-Cola, and they wanted the staff to sort of push it, make sure that they were mentioning it to diners.
Well, great. So when did you start actually blogging?
So it's been about 6 years now, and it's right around the launch of sort of this beer auditing and movie preview time. People would always start to ask me, where are you finding these things? And I thought it would be fun to start writing about it. I knew nothing about blogging, but I almost felt like it was an opportunity for me to have a way to hold myself accountable, because I was trying to pay off all this debt. And I thought if I wrote about it publicly, maybe I would get my act together.
Okay. And so is that how it turned into Penny Hoarder?
Yeah, at the time it was a .blogspot, though. So the Penny Hoarder .blogspot, which is, I guess the very first time I blogged was GeoCities back in the 90s, but a similar version of that. It's just a free platform. And I didn't realize at the time that I needed to own my own domain name. Mm-hmm.
And so how did you come up with the name Penny Hoarder?
The real answer is just a glass of wine and some creativity. But now what I tell folks is that sometimes people think that saving a ton of money is about making big steps and making big impacts. Whereas I like to think about making all these really small impacts in your life that add up to big money. So the pennies matter. Take care of the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Great. So let's talk about the Penny Hoarder. Tell us about when you started it, your mission, and where you are today.
Sure. So the Penny Hoarder is part of Taylor Media, and our mission for the company is to make media that matters and makes a difference in people's lives. So there are a ton of personal finance sites out there, but what we've come to find is that most of them tend to focus on business news or on news for people who already have money. And as I started writing about my own story, readers would write to me and say, oh, I'm dealing with something similar, I'm also in debt, or I'd like to try this job. And I quickly realized that there was an entire population of people that didn't have a place to talk about this kind of stuff in a really open and frank manner.
And so your mission is that. And then where are you today?
So today we work right here in downtown St. Pete on mm-hmm. Central and the 600 block. And for four to five years, this was a solo blog. So it was just about me and my story. But as it got bigger, it started to become more about our readers' stories. And we started asking our readers to contribute what they were doing to make or save money so that we would have a larger compilation of stories. Mm-hmm. And then a year ago, we started hiring editorial staff to help us go out and find more of these inspiring stories and interesting jobs that we could share to help people out. And fast forward now, we have 38 employees.
In a year?
In a year, yes.
Wow.
It's been an incredible year for us. But we've built a newsroom right inside of our office. So our job really now is we feel we're a resource for people who want to make or save extra money. Mm-hmm. And some of our stories focus on inspiring people through other people's tales of getting out of debt or entrepreneurship.
Great. You know, you mentioned your office. So, I hear it's a real beautiful office. So
oh, thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Thank you. Well, yeah, so we looked for an office for nearly 6 months here in St. Petersburg. And it was really important to me that the office be open concept. Because we are a media organization, there's a lot of things that can happen instantly. So whether it's breaking news or whether it's some commentary on Facebook that we need to talk about. So we all sit very close together in a very open newsroom. And we're at a building that has a little bit of history behind it. We're at the above the Lure on Central, if you know that location.
Mm-hmm.
And this building has been there for nearly 100 years. The tale is that it's haunted.
Any stories to tell on that?
I think everyone has their story of lights flickering and so forth. But in the 20s and 30s, the rumor is that it was a brothel here in St. Petersburg. And then fast forward to maybe 80s or 90s, it was a haunted house. They did haunted tours up there.
Wow.
And now it's the Penny Hoarder.
That's great. Wonderful. And so I guess you're almost running out of space, though.
We are completely out of space. We actually have a few folks that have to work from home now. So we're looking for a new space here in St. Petersburg, and we're hoping to move in the next couple of months.
Great. So let's talk about some of the content on your site.
Sure.
And can you share a few examples of stories?
Sure. Yeah. So one thing that we talk a lot about is jobs, and we like to post things that people can actually apply for and make a difference in their lives. Sometimes they're full time, and sometimes they're side gigs that you can do in your free time. And we love finding ones that are especially interesting or weird. So I'll share a couple with you.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, there's a new website that's focused completely on breakfast. It's called Toast, and they were hiring a bacon critic. So this is somebody, I know it sounds ridiculous, but somebody to taste bacon and then write about it and share their favorite kinds.
Wow.
That's the internet for you, right?
Yeah. So what were the qualifications? You have to like bacon, or I don't know.
Breakfast aficionado, yeah. I think, is the top. I think it boiled down to it was a writing job. So mm-hmm. they're looking for somebody that had some writing skills and also a really strong voice. That's the thing about editorial content now. There's almost too much of it. Mm-hmm. And so you have to find people who can have can not only match your site's voice, but can really have a voice of their own and start to gather an audience of their own. And that takes a special kind of person.
Great.
And a bacon lover, I guess.
Yeah, wonderful. So tell me another story.
Sure. So another fun one is we have a member of our staff who has set up a cricket farm in his backyard. Again, I know this sounds crazy, but he lived in a suburban area and also very good at finding interesting ways to save money. And he realized that the local pet stores around him were always buying crickets. You know, people feed them to their snakes and other amphibians and reptiles. And so he started breeding them in his backyard, bought a bunch of 10-gallon aquariums. You're not going to believe this, but within a few months, he made $10,000 selling them to local pet stores.
Wow. Yeah, well, there is that, I would think, pets like snakes, I think, and iguanas and all those,
yes.
They eat them.
So. Yeah, absolutely. It's a need, right? I mean, that's where nearly all jobs come down to, is filling a need and hopefully having a skill set, although I don't know what the skill set is for cricket breeding.
That's interesting. So one more. Tell me one more.
Sure. So another fun one we just wrote about is American Express is hiring hundreds of workers across the country. This is a work-from-home job, and it's essentially a call center job. I want to say it was $12 to $15 an hour.
That's good.
But what we like about this is a lot of our readers are moms or are folks that already have full-time jobs. So this is something that is flexible and that people can do from home and still be able to stay with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, do you ever feature locals on your site?
We would love to do more of that. So one of the things that we're doing a lot of this year is sharing inspiring stories of entrepreneurs who are either in progress or have already sort of made it. Because a lot of our readers would love to start a business of their own. And sometimes it just takes reading about another person's story to start to spark your own idea.
Mm-hmm. And who would you really like to hear from besides that group?
Well, we would love to hear from local entrepreneurs who have started on their own without any funding or, we want them to look like our readers. So a lot of our readers don't have the money or the connections to go out and raise a ton of capital. Mm-hmm. So as much as I'd love to interview somebody, Bill Gates or these guys were able to raise a lot of money. They have stock they sold. So I want to talk to somebody who is really, in the grind and knows what it's like to start a business with $0 or maybe even some debt.
Wow. And so what's the best way for them to reach you?
So we just ask you reach out to us at editor@thepennyhoarder.com and tell us your story. It doesn't have to be grammatically correct or fully thought out. Just give us a few sentences of what you're doing, and then we'd love to call you an interview.
Great. So my guest today is Kyle Taylor, the CEO of The Penny Hoarder. And Kyle, you know, The Penny Hoarder describes itself as a fast-growing digital media company. Right. So in your opinion, what's the next big steps and hot trends for digital media?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things going on. I mentioned earlier that there's almost too much content on the web right now. And if you've been on Facebook recently, you know what I'm talking about. And so I think the next trend of the internet is and digital media is all about curation. So it's about creating a personal and individualized experience for every reader that comes to your site. And someone who's doing this really well already is Netflix. Now, that's a very different kind of content, obviously, than what we do. But when you get to your Netflix screen, they've got suggestions for you based off of things that you've recently watched. And I actually just recently heard a story that the way that they're using data science to create shows is really fascinating. Apparently, the show House of Cards, if you're familiar with the political thriller, was created because they had data showing them that people who liked Kevin Spacey also liked political thrillers. And so this show, and obviously it was a show in Britain beforehand, but that was part of my understanding is that's part of the casting decision. And I think that what that does is it creates a really personal experience for the people who like those two things. And we can do a better job of that in written form too. And I think you're going to be seeing in the future newspapers and digital content sites that are completely individualized to the user content that you want to see. Mm-hmm. I think that's really exciting.
Great. And so, you know, you mentioned this has been a pretty big year for you as a CEO of the company. So yes. What's the best and most challenging part about being a CEO?
You know, it's actually the same thing. The one of my favorite parts of the job is that I get to do different things all day long. One moment I'm in a creative meeting, brainstorming some marketing promotion. The next moment I'm in a finance meeting, talking about the budget, or I'm in an interview hiring somebody, or having maybe a difficult conversation with an employee. And that's what's fun about it. That's what keeps me excited and going to work every day. But it's also the most challenging because it requires you to kind of switch on different parts of your brain throughout the day. And I also think that, you know, when you're a startup, you're not just the CEO. You're often filling a lot of other jobs mm-hmm. Until you're able to hire those. So, yes, I am the CEO, but I'm also the CFO. I'm also the chief marketing operations. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs could probably relate to that.
Sure. So far, what's been your single greatest achievement? And also, what's been your biggest setback?
Well, I'll start with the setback. Certainly was some of the poor financial decisions that I made in my early 20s. You know, that taking on that amount of debt and not being responsible with it, made starting a business very difficult. Not only was I trying to pay this off, but I wasn't able to get a loan. I had a hard time sometimes finding getting a lease, and I had to really do a lot of work to rebuild that credit and get rid of that debt. I'm thankful to say that's behind me now, but that certainly made this a lot more difficult. My biggest achievement is definitely the team that we've built at the Penny Hoarder. When I used to work on campaigns, that was my number one job was to hire people. And you know a lot about this too. I hired a couple of thousand people over the course of those 6 years. And out of all the teams I've built, none of them have been as amazing as this one. I just have the most dedicated set of employees that I've ever met. It's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So what can we expect going forward from the Penny Hoarder?
Well, we want to get a lot bigger, and we look at stats that say, you know, 50% of Americans don't own any stock at all, and that, you know, almost 30 million Americans are making less than $35,000 a year, and we see those stats, and we know that there's a lot of people that are interested in our content and a lot of people that we can help, so we want to get a lot bigger. We also are really investing heavily in what we call the distributed content model. So in the past, it's always been that, you know, to read your content, people would have to come to your site. You know, they'd have to type in thepennyhoarder.com or find you via Google search. Well, that's changing. Now we want to make sure our content is available wherever the reader is most interested in consuming it. So for example, we became an early adopter of Facebook Instant. So our content lives directly on Facebook. You don't have to come to our site to read the content. It opens in the Facebook browser, and it provides a really seamless opportunity for people that don't necessarily want to go clicking around to sites they've never heard of.
Great. So tell me, you know, if you weren't an entrepreneur, what would you be doing?
I might be on a beach somewhere. No, that's a lie. You know, politics is always going to be a first love of mine, and I suspect that it'll come back in life someday. But there's probably nothing more fulfilling than being an entrepreneur. I love the schedule. I love the hecticness. I love that I get to do different things every day. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be in my future for a long time.
What kind of advice would you have for up-and-coming entrepreneurs?
Well, so, I've met a lot of, been privileged to meet a lot of entrepreneurs over the last couple of years, and I'm always struck by the fact, well, there are some that are really brilliant. You know, you've got your Elon Musks and so forth, but most of us are of pretty average intelligence, of pretty average backgrounds, and I think the real difference between the entrepreneurs I meet is that they're hustlers. They just seem to work harder than anybody else in the room.
And hustlers in a good sense.
In a good sense, right. Exactly. It's about being the first one in and the last one to go home oftentimes. Mm-hmm.
So my guest is Kyle Taylor, the CEO of Taylor Media and The Penny Hoarder. And, you know, we really only have time for a few more questions. So let's talk about jobs.
Sure.
And before we talk about the specific openings that you have, you know, how would you describe the company culture at The Penny Hoarder?
Well, we're a collaborative culture. So I mentioned earlier that our office is set up for that. And so it's important for us that we have people that like and enjoy working in teams. We also like to have a lot of fun. We joke on our career site that we have a beer fridge and a shuffleboard table, and we've really invested in making sure that our office is a place where people enjoy coming to work every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about some of your current job openings.
Sure.
So what positions are you looking to fill today?
Sure. So we have 8 to 10 openings right now, and I would say we add a new opening nearly every day. So right now we're...
That's incredible, Kyle.
It's pretty insane. And we're hiring a couple of advertising roles, an advertising operations coordinator. So this is somebody who's familiar with Salesforce, likes numbers. We're hiring a digital media account manager. This is part sales, part account management role. One thing that makes us a little bit different, though, is 90% of advertisers are coming to us. So it's not really a cold calling, mm-hmm. pounding the pavement type of sales role. Yeah.
So what kind of background would somebody need to have to do well in that job?
I think for both of these particular roles, we're looking for somebody that's done something similar to this in the past and maybe has 3 to 5 years of experience. Mm-hmm. For the account manager position in particular, somebody who's worked in affiliate or performance marketing would be perfect for this role.
Okay, great.
We also have some editorial positions available. We're almost always hiring for new editors and writers. And there are a lot of great talented editors and writers in St. Petersburg, so it's a wonderful place to recruit for that.
Tell me about the kind of experience they should have, though, in writing.
Well, we hire a pretty broad view. So sometimes we'll hire writers that are just out of college. Obviously, we want you to be able to turn around a story pretty quickly. Most of our writers are writing 2 to 4 articles a day. And then more importantly, we want to find somebody that has a strong voice and a point of view. So not necessarily about just writing facts or essays like I might have done in school, but somebody who can really have a personality in their writing style.
Okay, good.
We're also hiring a graphic designer for Pinterest. So we create special Pinterest-friendly images for every article that we run on the site. So somebody who can help create those images.
Tell me more about the experience they need to have.
This is going to be 1 to 3 years of graphic design experience. This is a little bit more entry-level graphic design role.
Okay.
We're hiring. We have a couple of internship roles available right now. So great. One in the PR side, a media relations and communications intern. So this is probably somebody that's in college currently and going to school for public relations. And then we're also hiring a social media intern, which believe it or not, social media is now a major at a lot of colleges, which is pretty incredible. You don't necessarily have to be majoring in social media, but certainly a passion for the medium is important. And I can tell you, Jeff Stevens, our director of social media, who recently came to us from Huffington Post, he asks every interviewee a couple of fun questions up front, wants to know what your favorite social media platform is, and he'll probably ask you what your Pokemon Go level is. So make sure you have those ready to
do
go.
Do you have a level? Have you been playing that?
I do. Level 20.
Really?
Yes, Team Valor.
Good. I hope you don't get in any trouble or run into any polls as you're going through it.
I'm into it. It's a lot of fun.
That's great. So anything else that you're looking to hire?
We're also hiring somebody to help us recruit right now. So we have a lot of positions. So we're hiring for a talent acquisition lead. It's probably one of our most urgent roles. So this is going to be somebody who's probably a little bit more mid-level, 5 to 6 years of experience. And on our application page, one of the things we do like to think that we're a little bit different. We like to do that with our recruiting as well. So we ask all of our recruiting applicants to tell us what different things you would do to recruit candidates besides just posting things on a job board.
Right. Okay. And is there anything else?
The last role I'll tell you about is we're hiring for a product engineer right now, so a full-stack engineer. We're on WordPress. This is going to be somebody who knows PHP and JavaScript really well.
Okay. How many years of experience do you
have? Probably around 5 years of experience.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. And, you know, when you are looking for talent, you know, in this area, St. Pete and Tampa Bay in general, so what do you think of the talent pool and the ability to attract talent?
You know, I really think St. Petersburg is such a great place to recruit people. And I'll tell you, especially on some of the creative roles, it's one of the most creative cities I've ever been to and or ever lived in. And so the graphic design positions and some of the editor and writer positions are very competitive. It's just absolutely incredible.
Great. You know, and this brings us to the interview tip of the week, sure. Brought to you again this week by Fit Room Express. And if you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fit Room installed in your office today. You can contact Pete at fitroomexpress.com. So if somebody wants to apply for a position at the Penny Order, what one piece of advice would you give them?
You know, if we're inviting you in for an interview, chances are you've already passed the skills and qualification part of the interview round. Mm-hmm. So at this point, we want to know what your personality is like. And I think however you can showcase that in both your cover letter and in the interview is what's going to set you apart.
Great. And that's wonderful. And it sounds like a great company to work for.
Thank you so much.
So good luck with all of those. And if anyone's listening and wants to apply, we'll definitely help show them, you know, your way. And good luck with that. I mean, my goodness, how many people are you going to end up by the end of the year?
We think we'll be at 50 employees by the end of the year and 100 by the end of next year.
No kidding. So, holy cow.
And we have a special website. It's thepennyhoarder.com/careers. And you can read all about the company and also apply directly there.
That's great. So let's talk about some upcoming events.
Sure. Well, we have a couple of fun ones. One is we're going to be presenting at 1 Million Little Cups, I'm sorry, on
August. Million
Cups. So on August 31st. And we're really excited about that. We're trying to become a bigger part of the St. Pete community. So we're excited to share our vision there. And then we also believe in the next week or so, we're going to be hitting 3 million fans on Facebook. So we don't know the exact day it'll happen, but we have a lot of fun things. We encourage people to like the Facebook page because we're going to be giving things away all week long.
That's great. Okay. And so some shout-outs. Do you have anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Sure. Well, I'll say we love to thank the Lure, who's right below us. They've been just a fantastic neighbor, and I think I probably hold more meetings there than I do anywhere.
Because you don't have any space.
Exactly.
That's funny. Okay. Well, great. You know, and at this time in interview, I'd like to get my guest's opinion on the area for those listeners considering new locations for their family or business. So what would you say to leaders of a company considering a new home for their business? Would you recommend St. Pete and the Tampa Bay area in general?
Yeah, I absolutely would.
And why?
St. Petersburg is changing so fast, and I really think this is going to be a thriving tech capital, at least for the South. And we've had an incredible, as I said, 38 employees in a year is pretty incredible. And I think that this is just a wonderful place. Every time we bring somebody down from New York or LA to come interview with us, nearly every time they want to stay.
Yeah, that's great. And wonderful, Kyle. Well, listen, I just want to thank you so much for being here today and wish you continued success with your business. I hope you'll come back again and also keep us informed of news and updates from time to time. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it.
My guest, my pleasure. So you've been listening to my guest today, Kyle Taylor, the CEO of Taylor Media and The Penny Hoarder. So check out the website at thepennyhoarder.com. It's a great site with a lot of useful information. If you're looking for a job, it's definitely a place to go. Holy cow. Anyway, and so now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Our alumni updates this week come from the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And the first item is the Baseball Forever Night at the Trop. It's being held Friday, August 19th at 7:10 as the Rays take on the Rangers. You want the Baseball Forever campaign is an initiative of the Chamber, residents and fans of the Tampa Bay Rays, and everyone is invited to attend. And the Chamber featured one of our alumni this week, Rich Libero of Stadium Publishing and the St. Pete Writers Workshop in their Bright Spot series. It's a great piece on what Rich offers to aspiring writers and businesses. He's also offering a $20 discount to Chamber members until October 12th. So read about it at stpete.com or go to his website at stadiumpublishing.net. And the Chamber also reminds us that voting for the Good Burger Awards is open. Many of Job Talk guests are nominated, so be sure to participate. For more information on those items, go to the website at stpete.com. That's stpete.com. And now it's time for my shout-outs, and my first shout-out goes out to Linda and Cindy. I appreciate all of you do. And to Pam Watson. Happy birthday, Pam. And to my guests next week, the Vitale brothers, Paul and Johnny, who have done some amazing murals throughout the city. I'm really looking forward to that interview. And I hope you'll take the time to check out the RadioSt.Pete.com website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production, too. You can also listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some really interesting and fun podcasts there, too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at deanlogan@radiosaintpete.com. So I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.